High school students from around the country have been walking out of classrooms in support of tougher gun control. It's in response to the Valentine's Day shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, that left 17 dead. On Tuesday, hundreds of students in Fort Collins took to the streets, and KUNC's Stephanie Daniel was there.
Show me what democracy looks like!
This is what democracy looks like!
Show me what democracy looks like!
The planned walkout was originated by students at Pruder High School last week. But as word quickly spread through social media, students from other middle and high schools expressed their desire to join. Alexandra Holton is a 16-year-old junior and one of the organizers.
As high school students, you know, we should not be afraid to get an education. That is not fair. Beyond that, you know, there have been shootings at concerts, movie theaters, in all of the places that we as high school students go to hang out, to develop, to be kids, is taking over by gun violence, and that is something that we are going to end today.
While other schools around the country have frowned on student walkouts, Pruder Principal Kathy McKay supported it. But she left it up to the parents to excuse their children from school.
We support students, regardless of their perspective, exercising their rights and being a part of the community.
Many of the walkout organizers wore black T-shirts with the hashtag Never Again on the front. 16-year-old Eliana Pritchett goes to Pruder. She says there's a lot more they want to do to curb gun violence.
We want to encourage people to call their representatives and express their opinions. We want to encourage people, this isn't a one-time thing. This isn't we march, we rally, and then this goes away. This is we will not stop protesting until we see a change in legislation as in regards to gun laws.
Hundreds of students joined them to march from near Pruder High School to Old Town Fort Collins. They were joined by parents and members of the community. Many carried signs saying enough is enough and lives over bribes.
So my sign says NRA, not the right answer. So many politicians are backed by the NRA, and the NRA shouldn't be involved in, like, any politics at all. It's just not okay.
Jake Johnson is 16 and a junior at Pruder High School. He was joined by his twin brother, Dane.
We were all talking about this before we actually started the march, where it would be more significant if, like, the students were all walking together to the extent where it's, like, student-run, student-acted, like, where we've put that power into our own hands. And, well, I think it's really important that we stand together as a family for something that that we all really believe in.
The boys were marching with their mom, Becky Jensen. She carried a sign that said, assault rifles are overkill on one side, and on the other it said, fund mental health.
The best thing I could hope for my boys is that they're happy and kind human beings. And so when I see them becoming these amazing young adults who are standing up for what they believe in, my heart is just so full today.
During the nearly 3-mile walk, counter-protesters drove by the marchers. They gunned their engines to blow exhaust fumes, something known as coal rolling. One white pickup truck carried both the American and Confederate flag. Anand, a 16-year-old junior who saw the truck, said, everyone has a right to their own opinion.
Well, I just think it's really wonderful that kids have the ability to make a difference, whether it be, you know, for guns or against guns. I just think it's important that our opinions are heard, and hopefully they'll make change.
When the marchers finally made it to Old Town, they were greeted by cheers of support. And in the crowd were Becky Jensen and her twin boys, Dane and Jake.
I just hope something will happen because of this. I am just so glad that there's this many people here. It's just awesome.
Yeah, I think we've had a successful march.
I just hope that our elected officials will take notice and make some much-needed changes.
For KUNC.
Show me what democracy looks like!
This is what democracy looks like!
I'm Stephanie Daniel in Fort Collins.